Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Now we're going to talk to Velma in Minnesota. Velma, what's going on? You have an attic question.
I was just wondering if it's all right to put plywood down before you put your insulation in the attic so that if you're up there working and you happen to step in the wrong place, you won't go through the ceiling.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Velma. What you need to do, though, is sort of make some little plywood panels that you can move around, not big 4x8 sheets, but maybe something that's like 2 feet by 4 feet. So you can kind of move a couple of those around while you're working to put your insulation down. Remember the rule of thumb for working in an attic that doesn't have a floor? Walk on wood. don't walk on the yellow stuff.
Well, what I was wondering, is it okay to put some permanent plywood up there?
If you do that, how are you going to insulate underneath the plywood?
Well, that's why I ask you. Apparently, it's not all right to put the plywood down and then put insulation on top of it. You have to put insulation under it. That was my question.
No, that's the wrong order of events here, Velma. You put the insulation down first, and let's say you have 2x8s for your floor joists in the attic. So you can put 8 inches of insulation down, then put the plywood over that. Now, in your particular part of the country, you're going to want a lot more insulation than that. So what you might want to do is sort of map out an area in the center of the attic where you have your storage, and then the rest of the area you could put more insulation that could possibly fit under that plywood. Say you might add 12 inches or 15 inches of insulation so that the majority of the attic is well insulated and you just leave out a little bit of area for storage. Because believe me, you're going to need all that insulation with the heating bills we're going to be paying this winter.
Right, but could I ask you why it's not all right to put the plywood down first and then the insulation on top?
Well, what you could do, first of all, you're wasting the space underneath the plywood unless you fill that up.
Plus, wouldn't it hinder how the insulation actually works?
Yeah, it could, because plywood's not really much of an insulator. What you could do is you could put insulation down in the floor joist first, then plywood over it, and then you could add another layer of unfaced on top of that. But, you know, I would rather see you just sort of map out the area in the center of the attic that you're going to use for storage and fill up the rest with insulation, because that's the way you're going to get the most energy efficiency.
Okay, well, you answered my question very well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Velma. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
I wonder if it has something to do with, like, a weight situation. If you were to put the plywood right down on top of the, I guess, the ceiling below, the drywall, it might be just too heavy for that because the drywall is going into the ceiling joists, which are up in the attic. It would be your floor.
Well, weight consideration is an important one because remember that attic floors aren't necessarily built to support a whole lot of weight. It's not so much the weight of the plywood. It's the weight of all your boxes and books and dishes and plates and everything else that you store up there. That if you overload it, I have seen situations where you can cause structural problems. So
that's not good.
It's important to use the attic space carefully. Don't squish your insulation by putting plywood on top of it because that ruins its ability to insulate. And, you know, move that heavy storage around strategically around that attic space so it's not all like in the middle of the room where it's going to make your ceiling sag.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.